5 seconds is up.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon / evening. Welcome to Miscommunication with Claudia and Kelly. We have got some good stuff for you today. And for those of you that know Kelly, let me tell you, she is fired up right now. And a fired up Kelly is an entertaining Kelly. So today, we're going to do a couple different things. We're going to tell you some of the top motivations to get you to work out. We are going to share once again some Facebook ridiculousness because God knows there is way too much of that going around. We're going to give you our thoughts on Big Brother 17, which just started last week. We're going to talk a little bit about the draft that just happened, and then some fun fourth do's and don'ts. So, Kelly, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm good now. Now that I'm no longer in my place of employment, not that I'm unemployed, but I'm just not having to be in that building right now. I don't know how many of our 12 listeners have ever worked in a call center before, but I can verify for you that it can be absolutely like just insanity inducing sometimes. But, you know, 4:30 rolled around, I walked out of there, and I've been having a great day ever since. So, how are you?
Left
how
it
are
all
your
behind.
Eyeballs?
Yeah,
you
know exactly. What? My eyeballs are better. I contracted pink eye over the weekend, apparently, and I'm quite certain that I received it from one of the gnarly, dirty, easy children that was on my flight home from Atlanta. Not that there's anything wrong with dirty, gnarly, Stevie children. I just don't want them, and I don't want them giving me pink eye, but apparently one of them did. So it is better.
Thank
though,
you,
okay?
Delta.
Right. It was actually, well, I won't say who it was, but it was Southwest. yeah.
I won't mention any names.
Just saying, it was Southwest, so apparently if you do not have to pay for your bag, you get to take home a little something-something extra with you, and it's called pink eye. So, yeah, but it's better today. I have actually been able to keep my eyes entirely open all day, which was not happening yesterday. I was able to learn what I would have looked like had I been Asian, because but not open my eyes. Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but wow. You know what? Right now, I have just finished working for 8 hours and 23 minutes, as we just discussed, and I subsequently poured myself an apple balm, which I'm currently enjoying. So I'm pretty happy, too.
Well, I hate to admit, but the running theme of this show is apparently going to be like, you have your alcohol and I don't have the money to
go
buy.
And you do not. Right.
I do not. I am, however, I could do what I used to do when I used to stay with my grandma when I was a kid. She had, I mean, they never had my parents, my grandparents, whatever, never had a drop of alcohol in their house. But for some reason, we had wine glasses. And so I would just put Diet Coke in my wine glass, and I would carry it around, and I would feel like I was something important. So I could do that if I wanted to make
that.
Myself feel special.
I support that entirely. And you know what? Last week we actually we did discuss another option that you had in order to obtain the fundage to obtain the alcohol. And apparently you decided not to do that. Is that what I'm hearing? You decided not to troll Facebook for donations.
Exactly. I did decide to keep my 7 cents in the bank and not beg anybody for money or, you know, hey, I'm just saying, we could have taken up a collection to pay my phone bill, but we didn't.
Right.
So, you know.
You know, I thought, I got to tell you, I thought that when we talked about that whole thing, that that it really couldn't get any more ridiculous or insane. And I was wrong, because here's what level it can go to, apparently, on Facebook, people. So it's bad enough that you are on Facebook, you in a general sense, not speaking to any one person in particular, but if I am, you know it. So you are on Facebook, and due to your poor life choices, you are begging for money for whatever. And we thought that was bad, but no. There is apparently another level of that, which is when you then attack and berate your quote-unquote Facebook friends for not giving you the money. What do you think about that, Kelly?
Well, I mean, and the sad thing is, you know, like we're talking about this, I have more than one. I have more than one of those. It is super unfortunate that I have at least three Facebook friends in the past week that have been like, hey, I am flat broke and I need somebody to help me pay my rent, or I'm flat broke and I need somebody to help me put gas in my car, or as you said before, I make questionable life and money decisions and I need somebody to help me, you know, buy stuff for my house. It is unfortunate that I have more than one of those friends. Well, I mean, like,
yeah,
quote unquote friends. I have a couple of Facebook acquaintances that are feeling that pain right now. Now, sorry, I was drinking out of my Diet Coke out of my wine glass. No kidding. Anyway,
it's fun.
Yeah, I am drunk in my imagination right now. That's what we'll say. But I mean, it is. I mean, like, you know, I feel like this show is about 100% honesty, and I will 100% honestly tell you, I, no joke, no kidding, have 7 cents in the bank right now. No
Seven cents.
But I also, like, realized that I probably didn't have to spend that $350 that I spent a couple weeks ago doing the landscaping at my house. That probably could have waited a little while. But if anybody had seen what the front of my house looks like, you would have told me to go ahead with that. But I mean, like, you know, there's stuff that I didn't have to – there's stuff that I probably didn't have to spend money on. That could have waited and would have left me with, you know, more than 7 cents in the bank 5 days before payday. But you know what? That's why you stock up on ramen noodles and just actually pay your bills on time.
Right.
Because
my
bills are paid, thanks in part, you know, like I live, now this sounds kind of bad. I live in my mother's house. She doesn't live with me. I don't live with her. I live in her house because she got married and ran off with my stepdad. anyway, but, you know, my bills are all paid. I have, you know, a full box of ramen in the cabinet and some frozen hamburgers, if worse comes to worse. So, you know.
You're all set.
I mean, like, I feel like I'm too proud to, you know, let me, like, I won't go to my best friend, Claudia, and say, hey, look, I'm really strapped for cash. Is there any way that you can spot me a 20? Like, no, I'm just going to sit here and have 7 cents until Friday and
right.
Just learn how to deal with it. Whatever.
I'm happy about that, actually, because it means that you have pride and you are a reasonable human being.
And it also means that I'm not asking you for 20 bucks.
You're not asking me for 20 bucks. I would give you 20 bucks, though, because I love you and I know that you are a reasonable human being. And I know that if I didn't give you the $20, I don't think you would unfriend me or leave Facebook. So of the three, quote, friends that you have that are currently begging for money on Facebook, how many of them have berated their Facebook friends for not giving them money? Just the one, or are there more?
There's only one who has like directly, like, you know, like, you know, my so-called friends on Facebook, you know, like, I don't need you all anymore. I'm just going to delete this or whatever. There's only been one of those.
Well, that's good.
But yeah. But there, I mean, like, there's people who try to, you know, do it backhandedly and be like, hey, you know, if somebody had helped me, I could have had, you know, insert whatever you needed money for here. But no, nobody would help. And so they're not, like, shooting it at anybody directly, but I don't know.
I don't understand that level. When you get to that level as a human being, like, do you think that they realize that they're idiots? Or do you think they just have no idea? Like, is it a thing of, like, I'm sitting here in front of my computer and, wow, I am about to be a huge douchebag and I'm getting ready to ask people on Facebook that I really don't even know for money. And then I'm going to berate them when they don't give it to me. Do you think it's like that, or is it just like they're oblivious to the fact that they are ridiculous human beings?
I don't know.
People.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. Because like there are things that people do on Facebook that I sit and I think, like, how do you consciously make that decision? Like, how are you consciously? You say you're angry. You say you're doing all these things that you put on Facebook out of anger, but you make a conscious decision to put a picture on Facebook making it look like your husband hit you, or changing your name and calling your ex, who is also the father of your child, or the father of one of your children, which explains a whole lot right there. But anyway,
true that.
You know, changing your name to his name, and then also, calling him your husband in a Facebook post. Now, those are conscious decisions that I just sit there and look sometimes, and I'm like, what are people thinking? Like, what are you out of your holy freaking ever-loving mind when you sit on your Facebook and you make a conscious decision to either do something that's so, like, just so stupid or so inconsiderate or so hurtful to people? You know, like, what's going through your head? Like, what is going through your head when you're looking at your phone and you're typing, you know, pray
right.
for my husband's daughter, pray for my sweet stepdaughter. Seriously, we have gone in a totally different direction on that. I just don't understand, like, I don't understand people on Facebook. I mean, like, the stuff I put on Facebook are, I post links to the article that I write for the UK website that I write for. And if it's my niece or my nephew or my mom or my brother or my dad's, like, birthday or anniversary or whatever, I post pictures of people. I'm not going to do one of those, like, and this, I mean, like, I feel like we could spend a good half hour on this, because, I mean, like, you know, there are some people who, you know, get on Facebook and they're like, oh, I just cleaned up the house today, you know, and then next thing, you know, five minutes later, now I'm cooking some dinner, and then 5 minutes later, sitting down with the husband or with the boyfriend or with the whatever to eat the dinner, you know, and then 20 minutes later, Now he's making me do the dishes. What a jerk. You know, like, seriously. Seriously.
Right? Do people think anybody really cares? I mean,
no,
you know?
No, I don't. I've blocked so many, or like, not really blocked, but like unfollowed so many people on Facebook where I just don't see their, we're still friends, I just don't see their stuff on my timeline because I just don't care. When you post 83 times a day, you know,
right?
I don't care. If my brother or some of my friends who have kids, you know, if they post pictures of their kids, of like my niece and nephews, or, you know, like stuff that's going on with them, awesome, because I want to see that. Half the time, that's how I keep up with my brother, because I don't even know what's going on. I haven't talked to him in like a week. But, you know, so when his wife or my sister-in-law, you know, posts something on Facebook, that's how I realize what's going on in their house.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, when there's also people who just overshare, like, seriously calm down. Seriously calm down with all that.
Like, I don't even want a play-by-play of my own life. So I surely don't want one of yours. You know what I mean? Like,
and even
so,
like,
that's
for
me. Cliff notes. Cliff notes
that's
it.
That's kind of like
Cliff notes that shit.
What, yeah, exactly. But that's what Twitter's for. Like, that is to me, that's the sole purpose of Twitter. Like, I feel like I could live tweet things all the time, and it would be so much fun because,
right.
I mean, like, the stuff, I feel like the stuff that goes through my head sometimes needs to go on paper or needs to go on the internet or needs to go somewhere besides just staying locked up in my head. But, I think there's a huge difference in Facebook and Twitter, and Facebook is not, I don't know.
Not for all that. Not real. I mean, okay, there's not official rules of Facebook, but people, like, let's not beg for money on Facebook. Let's make that a rule. Let's not do that. Let's not post 27 times a day. Let's not do that. Let's not berate people when they don't give us the money that we beg for. Make that a rule. I mean, it's not hard.
Amen.
It does not have to be difficult, right? So
exactly.
I happened to catch you the other day quite briefly on Periscope, which I belong to, but I have not. I don't know what you call it. What do you call it? Like you know, you tweet. What do you call it when you Periscope? Do you know? Is there a word yet?
You broadcast.
Periscope. Okay, so I have not broadcast yet on Periscope, but I caught you the other day, quite briefly. How often are you using Periscope, and what do you think of it? Oh, and I gave you some hearts, by the way. I have no idea what the hell that means, but felt good about it, so I did it.
I'm actually going to go look and see what, like, how many hearts I have. 'Cause, I mean, like, honestly, I don't. It doesn't mean anything to me. Like, I don't know what it means. I don't know if, you know, like, hooray, I have hearts. Yippity-do.
Woo!
Actually, I don't
that
really know how many
you.
I have. So, it doesn't mean. Now, you know, like, there's people that, I mean, like, that was the first time that I've ever broadcast anything, and I only did because I thought we did a vacation Bible school at my church this weekend, and we had a ball, and I mean, like, I wanted everybody to be a part of how much fun I was having watching stuff go on. I'm saying, we had, you know, I got to hang out with some of the coolest preschool kids I know. Now, keep in mind, when I left there, I wanted to pull my hair out because, obviously,
right.
I have a dog. I have a puppy, so I don't have a preschooler, so I don't have, you know, the 18, 27, between 18 and 27,000 questions that they ask a day, or you know, like the random stuff they have, or they're just getting mad and kicking me in the shin. I don't have any of that, and I'm okay with that because, right, like I said, I have a sweet baby puppy, and he's all I need right now.
He doesn't give you pink eye, does he?
He does not give me pink eye. He is just the best thing. He's the best thing in the world, isn't he? And see, that's unfortunate that that's how I talk to him. And even with, you know, 12 people listening, I talk to my dog that way.
Totally. Yeah, but, okay. But I want to go back to one thing that you said, because it's where I was going to go. People. Now, Kelly and I are not trained psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists in any way, shape, or form. However, here's what we are going to tell you, and I haven't even told this to Kelly yet, but I know and I believe in every fiber of my being that she's going to agree with me, so I'm going to go with it. If you base your self-worth on the number of hearts, likes, favorites, retweets, any of that shit, immediately stop what you're doing. Well, wait 38 more minutes until we're done. Then stop what you're doing and call someone to help you. A trusted friend, a pastor, a therapist, someone needs to help you reevaluate and reprioritize your life. What do you think, Kelly?
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. And now I cannot say that when you told me a little while ago that 12 people had listened to our show, that I was
excited.
Holy crap, that's amazing!
I was excited. We shared a moment.
I know,
but
it is, we did. But I also don't feel tons better about myself because we, you know, like thank
right?
you, thank you from the
cool.
bottom of our heart. You know,
all
the 12 people that listened.
We love you.
But if this week we only have 11 people that listen, who cares? Like,
right?
This is not, I'm not, if I was doing this to try to get famous, if I was doing this to try to get people to listen to what we're talking about, then I would definitely be like, I don't want to say like put more effort into it, but you see what I'm saying? You know, like I would
totally
be advertising every 10 minutes, like, holy crap, yeah. There's only 24 and a half hours until we're on the radio again. You know,
right.
there's a huge difference. You know, we don't get paid for this. This is fun. We do this because that means we get to talk to each other on the phone for an hour every
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
But either
you
way.
You do that without, you know, anybody else listening, and we realize that, like, other people should hear this shit because, like, it's pretty fantastic. And, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So. That's,
I just.
We're gonna move away from social media right now because we can. That's pretty much why. So. Big Brother started this past week, and for those of you that know us or will get to know us, we love Big Brother, and Big Brother is what brought us together as friends. So, Kelly, what do you think of the cast?
There's some people that I already do like a lot. Now, I generally, of course, I generally gravitate more towards the male players because I enjoy, looking at them, and I think they're great. Last year, I was an extraordinarily large Derek fan, and I rode that Derek wagon from beginning to end, and I wanted him to win from day one, and we picked it right because he won, and it was great.
We did. Landslide.
But, I know, right? anyway, but this year, so far, all I've found is, like, the people who absolutely drive me insane. Like this Jace
like
kid.
Jace.
I really wanted to pull for him because my nephew's name is Jace, and I feel like anybody whose name is Jace should be good in life. But this kid
should be
annoys.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so in the beginning, you know, in the beginning, he's all like bouncy all over the place and happy and trying to talk all cool and whatever to everybody. And did you see what he said to that girl about how long she lived in Colorado? He called it, he asked her what part of Rado she lived in. And she looked at him
like
he was an idiot. And she was like, I've grown up my entire life in Denver, and never once in my entire life has anybody ever called it Rado. And so this kid is just extraordinarily annoying. But Clay, hello, adorable. And he was an SEC football player. Now being a fan of teams from the, well, not all teams, but mainly just one, the SEC. You know, I'm a proud supporter of that Texas A&M. What are they? Are they the Aggies? Is that what they are?
I think they are.
I think that's right. Well, go you football player who's going after the woman who's my age. She's my age. And she's going after a 23-year-old man. Props to you, sister, for going after
get it,
the
girl.
Little,
get it, girl.
I'm saying because he's fine. But there's not a Devin this year that's just all of a sudden, like, just extraordinary. I've used that word quite a bit, extraordinary. Just, like, ridiculously annoying so far. Besides
True.
Jace. Just get him out, and I
yeah.
feel like, you know, get him out, and I feel like half of him be PG.
Yeah, he's getting on my nerves, and it's been such a short period of time. But,
the black girl's name, Davana, or whatever her name is. They need to send her back to Englewood. She's safe this week, but please next week get her out of there because she, like, when people come into the house and form an alliance 30 seconds after you start, like, seriously.
Right, right.
Like, give everybody a minute for, like, their emotions to just, like, settle down and for you to, you know, like, settle into what exactly is going on. And, I mean, like, I love Big Brother. That's, you know, like we said, that's what began our friendship. But for this, every time anything happens, like, people have to scream and, like, clap.
Oh, God,
and it's
no.
like, you know, like, this
Please
high-pitched,
don't.
Like, shriek. So, like, calm down. Julie Chen comes on the television. Oh, my goodness!
Woo!
Calm down.
Oh,
she's going to be on the TV probably every day. Every
right.
day that you're in the
right.
house, you will hear Julie Chen's voice at one time or another.
Yeah.
Calm down. It's going to be okay.
And, you know, when are the girls going to realize that you can't form an all-girls alliance and get anywhere? When is that going to happen?
I'm sorry.
These people that are supposed to be, quote-unquote, super fans, well, you're super stupid because it's not going to work. So, come on. Come on.
I mean, like, you know, like, I'm all for a woman winning Big Brother. I'm all for it. But when you
yeah,
think, you know, like, there's so many, like, physical challenges and stuff in
right.
the season of Big Brother. Like, as much as I want to say, like, you know, like, women will stand up to men any day of the week, and we, you know, like, we would do just fine and dandy against it. No, probably not.
We won't.
Probably not.
Sorry.
I mean, like, if you can't hold on to that alien pole longer than a stick thin gay man, like, come on. Probably, you
that's
know, I love the gays. I have some of my favorite people are gay, so that's not disrespectful. I'm just saying that kid is about as
right.
big around as the stem of my wine glass. Like, seriously.
Exactly.
he kicked your butt, even though he got knocked out and he's not the HOH anymore. And like, still, he won that competition. And
And you ladies in your all-girls alliance did not. And what I think is so funny is we've had, what, two episodes, whatever, not very many, and this all-girls alliance is already cracking.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like, it's, you know, they say that, like, I haven't been reading the live feeds like I was so obsessed with doing last summer yet, but you know, it's slightly ridiculous because, like, you know, some people are talking, you know, they're talking mess about the what's the girl's name, Audrey. A lot of people are giving her grief. So I don't know if she's like automatically not trustworthy. Like, I don't know what's going on. But I mean, like, it's like if they're not talking mess about one person, they're talking mess about somebody else. And I mean, like, it was the second episode, and but they keep calling her Mama Day. I don't know why, just because she has a kid, I guess. But she went in the room to where Audrey was, and they were like, you know, let's just go ahead and kick the other. You know, let's keep her at an arm's length because, you know, she's already, but this is what I'm saying. If she's developing a relationship with the hottest man in the house, why not use that to your advantage? Don't keep her at an arm's length. You pull her a little bit closer and you bring him with her. Come on.
Because they are stupid. They are stupid.
Please, we should play Big Brother. We should play it.
I know.
Ooh.
We should. We would kill it. We would kill it. So I'm anxious to see how things shake out this week. And, you know, as we get to know people a little bit better, you know, we'll see who begins to appear as our favorite. But it's slim pickings right now, from what I have seen.
Because that poor, that poor little nerdy kid, what's his name, Steven maybe, or Steve or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
When they ask him to be a pawn, and then he instantly is like, no, you can't make me a pawn, because sometimes the pawns go home, and he's like pulling his hair and freaking out. And then because he was freaking out, he lost the battle of the block, and so now he's actually on the block, and he'll probably be on the block against Jace, because they're going to backdoor the snot out of Jace, and I can't wait to see him get the heck out of there. But I mean, like, he was instantaneously like, oh my gosh, I'm actually the target. And it's like, why would you be the target? Like, why on earth would you think that you, who is, you're smart, you have an erector set at home, you're a smart kid, but you also have zero social skills, so you're really not even on anybody's radar. Like, just calm down, sit back, get comfortable.
We can't even remember your name. I mean, I hope they stick to the plan, because so many times they have these amazing backdoor plans, and the opportunity to get the strong and annoying people out early, and they don't do it. So I hope that it really actually happens. We'll see.
Yeah, how many times did they have plans last season to backdoor Frankie? Let's get Frankie out of here. And then somebody at the last second was like, oh, no, we were just kidding. We're not actually going to do that. Are you kidding?
Yeah, we don't really want to do that.
Like, the end of that, by the end of last season, I wanted to, like, zap Frankie from my brain. He was my least favorite person on the planet.
Oh, I know.
Anyway.
If I never see him again, that would be amazing.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. Don't want to see him. All right. So that's Big Brother. Be interesting to see what happens this week, and maybe we will learn Nerdy Kid's name. We'll try. We'll make an effort. We'll make an effort to learn Nerdy Kid's name
next week. Speaking of effort, Kelly, so I know that you have been on a bit of a health kick lately and are working to get healthier, and I felt like it would be appropriate, you know, if we gave our, you know, 12 listeners some really great motivations to work out. Because, like, you know, you can say, like, oh, it's good for you. Oh, you'll feel better. Oh, you might live longer. But, I mean, does that really motivate people? I mean, really, does it?
No. No, it doesn't. Right. I tell you, like, my main motivation, and I'll tell you exactly the moment that I looked at myself and I looked at my sister-in-law and I was like, we've got to do something, is, like, I guess it's been about a year and a half ago now, like, I had an issue with my thyroid, and it all of a sudden decided to, you know, not work. So apparently I'm good at having
problem.
Organs that don't work, because my pancreas doesn't work either. And so, you know, like, I would probably lose 10 pounds if I could just take out the organs in my body that don't want to function correctly.
Right.
But anyway, so my thyroid all of a sudden started, I guess I got a cyst on my thyroid, which caused it to underproduce whatever hormone it's supposed to produce. And so I started gaining weight. That summer, I was walking or running, you know, like 3 miles a day. I was eating like 1,100 calories, and that, like, I still couldn't lose any weight. And so, like, grand scheme of things, you know, grand scheme, what? In the long run, I gained probably like 45 pounds. And my stepdad was talking, he had gastric bypass surgery because he was like 385 pounds, so he was big. And decided to have that gastric bypass. So he's been losing weight and losing weight and losing weight. And he was telling somebody at my nephew's birthday party, he's like, yeah, I weighed the other day and I'm down to 265 pounds. And I looked at my sister-in-law and I was like, I said, we've got to do something. I said, because when I was listening to him talk, I realized that I only weighed 60 pounds less than this huge man. And I'm like, I need to do something. So I went on this diet. I lost about 10 pounds, which was good. You know, I haven't eaten. I actually had a candy bar today because my blood sugar dropped. But that's the first, like, I guess, like, processed sugar that I've had in, like, over a month. So, I mean, like, I've stopped drinking as many soft drinks, which I guess is also a great thing. It's great for your kidneys when you don't drink as many things that make it, you know, make them want to fall out. But,
yeah,
I mean,
true.
I mean, it's getting, yeah. I want it to be gone right now. Like, I want to be able to wear my old pants and my old shorts and my old medium t-shirts, but I'm not quite there yet. However, you know, it's a long process.
You're going to get there. It is.
Yeah.
And you're going to get there. And I'm getting ready to share with you some amazing motivations that will help you get there. And I hope you can use them. And I hope that our 12 listeners can use them, because I feel like they're pretty damn amazing. So, first off, top motivations to work out so you can eat more. Let's be honest, food is delicious. Food is delicious. And
yeah,
if you work out, you can eat more, but not get bigger. So I feel like that's a huge motivation right there to work out.
It is. And I also, if you, like, we had a dinner at church yesterday, and I don't know if any of our 12 listeners go to church or have whatever, but if you go to a little Southern Baptist church like I do, there's a lot of little women there that can cook their pants off, and I mean, like, it's freaking ridiculously good. So that's why, you know, like, I fasted for about 2 days before the church dinner, because I wanted to be able to eat. So
right.
I didn't eat for 2 days, and I walked an extra mile the night before because I knew that the following day there was going to be
so much
amazing stuff.
Yeah. Top motivation to work out so you can eat more. So our next top motivation to work out, and this I think can benefit pretty much everybody, to look better than someone that you don't like. Right?
Yes.
You stride on past them in your skinny jeans and kind of give them a little look. That's a pretty good motivation to work out.
It is. Now, I will never, even if I did lose, 50 pounds or more, I can almost guarantee you that I'll never wear skinny jeans because I can't stand them. But if I can, I think my motivation is I want to look better than somebody I think, like, my boyfriend might look at and say, like, oh, she's cute. And I want to be like, no, don't look over there. Hey, here, I'm still here,
right.
And I'm still cute. You know, you're dating me, you know. Like,
I'm here. I'm not in skinny jeans, but I'm cute. And that's why I'm working out.
Yours. Exactly.
Right. So, I like it. Another top motivation to work out. This one might not be easy for everybody because, you know, you may be in a situation that you can't really make this one work. But if you can, I feel like this could be, like, the one and only top motivation to work out. If you can make it work in your life, go out and find yourself a much, much younger, hot boyfriend or girlfriend. That right there will give you all the motivation in the world to work out, I think. What do you think?
I mean, Matt is he's 4 years younger than I am. He just turned 31 a few weeks ago. So, I mean, like, and he is, but he also, like, I don't know, his metabolism is out of this world, and I don't understand it. But he, I hate them, man. But, I mean, like, he doesn't work out, but he works 7 days a week, and so he is not as thin as the stem of my wine glass, but he's, you know, he's not quite much bigger than that. But, I mean, like, you know, I've got a younger boyfriend, and I have to keep his interest, so I don't know. And I don't think, I mean, like, I told my mother the other day, I said, look, I feel like, I don't feel like he actually judges me because I gained the weight, but I feel like he should, you know, like, if that's my own twisted kind of mindset, like, I feel like he should be like, you know what, you're kind of chubby, you need to do something about it. That would, if he ever said anything like that to me, A, I would cry, but B, I would be like, you know what, that's all the motivation I need right there, is to, you know, for him to even, you know, even a little bit think that, you know, I'm a little
now let me ask
too
you
chubby
this.
For my own
now,
good.
Would you want him to say that if that's what he really thought?
No.
Would you want him to? I mean, I'm not saying, like, you want him to, but, like, would you rather him say that or rather him just be like, no, baby, you're great. Love it. Perfect.
I mean, like, I always want him to be honest with me, but I also, like, I can see where he might be like, you know, and that's, again, just coming from my own, you know, like, I'm my own twisted sense of self in my own head, you know, but I feel like he should be like, you know what, I always want him to be proud to have me with him in public, And, you know, like, if I am a farm animal, I don't think he would be. And that's not, you know, based on anything he said. That's not based on anything he's ever done. That's based on my perception of how I think he should feel. So don't anybody go getting like, oh, my gosh, Matt's such an idiot. Matt's such a jerk. No, he's not. He's never said
he
anything cross to me. He's never, he has never, you know, in any way, shape, or form implied that that I'm not good enough for him in any sense of our relationship. But, you know, like, I feel like he should. I feel like he should.
That's why we're friends, because, you know, I appreciate the honesty. And it's like, you know, if I'm getting a little chubby, like, say something. Like, knock some sense into me if I happen to miss it for some reason. And that would actually make me happy. So, top motivations to work out, people. You know, don't focus on being healthy. I mean, yeah, that's great. But really, like, focus on eating more delicious food. Focus on looking better than someone you don't like. Focus on keeping your significant other from looking at others and not focusing on you. Focus on those things, and I think that you will find that you will have a newfound appreciation for exercise. I really do. I really believe this in my heart.
Yeah, like, I'm legit. And I tell you, can I tell you one of the main motivations that I have to get rid of some of this excess weight is because I have to sit at a desk all day long. Like I said, I work at a call center right now. So, you know, I sit at a desk all day long. And all day long I'm thinking, you know, like, is my T-shirt covering up my fat roll that's kind of coming over the top? You know, like, I have, what do they call it, a muffin top. I have, you know, like, yeah, I've got it. And it's unfortunate. You know, I'm working to get rid of it, et cetera, but, you know, like, I'm sitting here thinking, and I do it all day long. Like, I check to make sure that, you know, like, I pulled my shirt down in the back far enough to make sure that nobody can see my fat, or to make sure that, you know, like, my tail end's not hanging out of my jeans or whatever.
Crack kills.
It does, and it's just terrible.
I agree, but you're working on it, and That's what matters.
I'm working on it, and then I'm also scrolling through Facebook, and I see them making, like, bacon stuff with bacon. I like bacon.
Oh, my God.
It's a good thing that I don't have any money, because if I did, I would go out right now as soon as we get done with this, and I would probably buy some bacon and just fry some and just eat it.
Bacon is quite possibly the most amazing food ever. I mean, ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, wow. Let's just all take a moment. Let's just have a little moment of silence in honor of bacon. Didn't that feel good? Like, just thinking about it. Delicious, crispy, crackly amazingness. It felt good for me. So we've got
it was a good
minutes.
Time.
Yeah. We've got about 10 minutes left here now that we have paid our respects to bacon. And I know we want to get to a couple things, but I want to take a minute to give props to my favorite band, Shinedown. Just dropped their new single last night called Cut the Cord.
So
it is amazing. And I was laying in bed at like 9:30, and a tweet came through from Shinedown. Hey, it's available. I like immediately hit the button, went on iTunes, paid my $1.29, downloaded the song. Fantastic. It's fantastic. And Kelly and I wanted to play it for you guys, but we're new at this, and
we don't really understand all the rules and regulations and laws and royalties and all that stuff. So we decided not to play it because we don't want to get in trouble. But it is worth the $1.29. Now let me say, if you only have 7 cents in your bank account right now, wait till Friday. Don't go on Facebook and ask for $1.29, okay? I'm not advocating that, even though it is Shinedown and even though it is amazing. I am not advocating a GoFundMe for your iTunes purchase. But when you are capable of doing so with your own hard-earned money, buy the song because it is great. I mean, great. Like Kelly said, every time you listen to it, like, it gets better somehow. It's pretty fantastic.
It is. It's, like, not just pretty. It's freaking, it's freaking great. And that's how I feel. I'm like, the first song, and probably will always be my favorite of theirs. One of my very best friends told me one day, he handed me their Us and Them CD, and he said, well, listen to number 13. You'll thank me for it later. I put it on repeat. Someday is, like, I'm getting chills right now talking about it. Favorite Shinedown song ever. But, I mean, like, every one of their albums that I listen to, it's just, like, it starts out, and it's like, wow, that's different. I love it. And then, like, I mean, the whole thing, like, their last one, just awesome. And so this one, I'm super excited for, A, to have the money to buy it, and B, for the whole thing to come out. So I'm
right?
Super pumped. When is that actually going to happen?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm glad that we got this one song, but I don't really like to be teased. Like, I want the whole album, and I don't know when that's going to happen. I know that they are touring, like, really, really soon. So I would think
I'm going to see them.
I'm going to see them
in October.
Are you?
I'm going to see them in October. Yes, they're going to be at the Louder Than Life tour in Louisville, and I am sickly excited. Like, I cannot wait. Oh, can't wait.
I will be.
Aren't you going to see them like next month or something?
Yeah, end of July. They will be in Charlotte. So I am actually flying back to North Carolina to see them. Totally worth it, though. Eric Bass is my man. He doesn't know it, but he is.
Neither does your husband.
No, he does know it. He's cool with that.
Oh.
He understands.
You're allowed to have, like, one celebrity, like,
exactly.
Boyfriend of sorts.
Correct.
Yeah.
I have two. Eric is my number one. Carl Edwards is my number two. So looking forward to seeing all the guys, I guess. But, yeah, Eric, just something about him. I call it strangely attractive. I don't know if we've talked about this, Kelly, but strangely attractive is a term I came up with, and you know me, I come up with a lot of terms and new words and new meanings and all kinds of stuff, and I rather enjoy it. But strangely attractive is when you find a person extremely attractive that you would not normally be attracted to, you know, somebody that's not your type. For example, Jesse James, for me, strangely attractive. Not my type at all. Nothing about him is my type, but something about him I find very attractive, and I call it strangely attractive, and Eric is the same way. He is nothing of my type. Like, he fits none of the checkboxes except he has dark hair. That is the only checkbox that he hits in my, you know, attractiveness list. Yet there's just something about him. So, strangely attractive. Everybody try to use that in a sentence tomorrow. Use it correctly.
Yeah. Because
who do you find
do
strangely attractive?
I know there's some, You know, like there's tons of people that, like, when you see them, and I'm like I can't even think of one off the top of my head, like, that I am finding strangely attractive right now, this minute. But, you know, like, you see them, and initially you're like, oh, they're, you know, I don't know. That's kind of weird. I don't know about that. But then the longer you look at them and the longer you talk to them or the longer you listen to what they have to say, if they're, like, on television or whatever, it's just like, oh, hey, look, there you are, and you're the greatest ever. Like,
right.
I'm watching, my celebrity boyfriend, I guess we can call him a celebrity, Jeff Schroeder, I don't know that he's strangely attractive because he is hot. He's hot. But, you know, I don't know. That's just my celebrity boyfriend. He's not my strangely attractive guy. Because he's just all around yummy.
He's been pretty interesting so far on Marriage Boot Camp, I have to say. He has been presenting some not-so-yummy behavior, but is far overshadowed Kendra and Hank transsexual recording.
Oh my God.
So, even
the, what is it, Aubrey and Travis.
Yeah.
Like, she tries to say that he's selfish. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're the most self-centered person on the planet. Like, how are you saying that he's selfish? I don't get it.
Well, because Aubrey is probably the kind, I don't know her, people. I don't know her. But I'm guessing perhaps if she did not have a lot of money, she might be the kind of person that would ask for money on Facebook. I'm just saying that she does have
She does have money now, and I feel like she'd still be like, oh, let's do a GoFundMe so I can get, you know, bigger boobs than I already have. Or something.
Or more extensions, or spray tan, whatever.
What are those stupid things that she has on, like the metal, the metallic, like,
tattooy
things? Those look stupid. I don't get those.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. If that's a new
thing, they sell them at Walmart.
If any of you 12 people that are listening know, like, when those became a thing, please do let us know, because I'm curious. Honestly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, you know what, Kelly? It has been a fantastic hour with you, and that's exactly what it's been, an hour. So it's like it's time for us to say goodbye.
We can round this out by saying.
Right? I want to give you the opportunity to share your final thoughts for the day with our 12 friends.
My final thoughts for the day with our 12 friends is that you can listen to us every Monday at 7 p.m. and follow both of us on Twitter. And if we know you and you're one of the 12 people who listen to us, you can, you know, be friends with us on Facebook. But Facebook is strictly for people we actually know. Anyway, I'm at Kelly Beth, KELLIBETH, and then Claudia at Claudia_King. That's right?
That's right. You got it.
Okay. And then I just have to say that the University of Kentucky won the NBA draft on Thursday. That's all that needs to be said about it. We won.
That's all that needs to be said. The draft was on our list. She said all she needed to say. So...
Exactly.
We appreciate everybody being here with us this week, and I have no idea what we're going to share with you next week, but we're going to kick that out very soon, and whatever it is, it's going to be all truth, 100% honesty, it's going to be funny, it's going to be awesome, it's going to be amazing, so we hope that you will be back here with us next week.
Yes. Bye, everybody.